You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Will our animals go to heaven?
In Eden, God told Adam, "Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." God brought the animals to the man to see what he would name them. Genesis 1:28 and 2:19 NIV. Sin really messed things up. It created enemies where there used to be friends, distrust where there used to be harmony, and introduced both man and beast to the most heartbreaking result of evil, separation from God through death. I still miss a dog I had when I was a kid. His name was Toodles, a fox terrier beagle mix. He was my best friend. I believe that someday, when sin has been wiped from the universe and Eden has been restored as the Bible promises, the everlasting people-animal bond will be reestablished, and my little Toodles will run by my side through the meadows and mountains of the new earth. No, there's no Bible text to prove it one way or the other. But since God says He's preparing a home for me, He's got to know what I long to have waiting at the front door of my heavenly mansion. And God can do anything. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's treasure chest.